Last month, Meta quietly turned its entire advertising platform into a chat window. An open beta, no enterprise contract, no agency required, and 97% of small business owners still haven't logged in. Picture your top competitor reading this same sentence right now.
97%. So, if you own a business and you have ever stared at Ads Manager wondering what half the buttons do, this episode is for you.
Because right now, on June 8th, 2026, there is a window open, and the people walking through it are not the agencies. They are the operators who read this newsletter, click one link, and decide tonight. Pay attention to the next 10 minutes.
Let's set the scene. You are a small business owner. You have a Meta Ads account. You have spent, pick a number, $5,000, $20,000, maybe $100,000 on Facebook and Instagram ads in the last 3 years.
And you have, at some point, stared at a dashboard at 11 p.m. on a Tuesday and wondered why your cost per lead doubled this week.
Maybe you hired an agency. Maybe you fired one. Maybe you are paying somebody $2,500 a month right now to do work that, 3 months ago, you did yourself in the carpool line.
You have felt this coming for at least a year. Here is what MIT released 5 days ago. The Work Analytics Lab dropped its AI labor exposure map. 65% of marketing specialist tasks, research, competitor analysis, campaign planning, data interpretation, 65% are now automatable by AI.
65%. That is not a forecast. That is June 3rd, 2026. Let that number sink in for a second.
And Meta, is growing ad revenue at 24% a year, more than double Google's. The platform is getting bigger, smarter, and cheaper to operate. The expensive thing is not the ads anymore. The expensive thing is the person in the middle.
The person in the middle being?
The agency, the freelancer, the marketing coordinator who forwards you a PDF every Friday at 4 p.m. that you do not read. That person costs you $3,000 to $10,000 a month. And starting last month, Meta said you can replace most of what they do with a chat window. Most people will not believe that yet. The people who do will spend the next 90 days quietly cutting their CAC in half. Decide right now which of those two camps you want to be in.
Restaurants, dentists, med spas, HVAC, real estate, insurance, roofing, local services across every vertical we cover on this show. If your business runs on Meta ads, this applies to you.
And if you do nothing, which is what most owners will do, your competitor figures it out first. They cut their cost per lead by 40%. They outbid you on the exact same audience. You wonder why your phone stopped ringing in October.
Okay, Marcus, what actually changed?
One acronym, MCP, Model Context Protocol. You have probably already heard the term in the AI news cycle. Anthropic built it, OpenAI adopted it, and in May, Meta added their entire ads platform as an MCP endpoint. In open beta.
And in English, what does that mean?
It means your Meta Ads account is no longer a website. It is a service that any AI agent can talk to. You already have an ad account, so the hard part is behind you. You connect Claude, or ChatGPT, or any compliant agent, to your ad account in about 4 minutes, and then you type. Show me which of my ad sets underperformed last week. Build me a new campaign targeting roofers in Phoenix with a $50 daily budget and 3 creative variations. Find every pixel that is firing wrong. And it does it in seconds.
Let me say that again slowly. You type a sentence. The AI builds the campaign inside your actual ad account with your actual money.
That is correct. And the version you will use in 12 months is going to be far more powerful than the version that exists today. But the version that exists today is already enough to fire most of the people in the middle.
So this is not a threat. This is
a permission slip. A permission slip to stop paying an agency to do work a chat window does in 8 seconds. A permission slip to take back your ad account this week. Remember the 97%? That is the size of the window.
Walk us through the 4 steps. What do we do?
Number 1. Audit your ad account before you connect anything. Pull up your last 90 days of Meta ad spend tonight. Look at 3 numbers. Total spend, total leads, cost per lead. Write them down. Photograph the screen. That is your baseline. Without a baseline, you cannot prove the savings.
Step 1. Audit. Free. Takes 15 minutes. Anyone listening to this can do that right now on a phone.
Number 2. Install Claude Desktop and connect the MetaAds MCP server. There is a free tier. Anthropic publishes the connector. Meta publishes the endpoint. The setup is in the show notes. 4 minutes, 3 clicks. When it asks for permission, give it read access first. Not write, read. You want to ask questions before you let an agent move money.
Number 2. Connect on read only. Got it.
Number 3. Spend 1 week asking the agent questions. Just questions. Which campaign has the worst ROAS? Which audience is duplicated across ad sets? Show me the creative that hasn't been refreshed in 60 days. Most owners will be shocked at what they find in the first hour. Wasted spend on audiences you forgot you launched. Pixel events firing twice. Creative that died in March but is still pulling budget. Most agencies will not tell you these things because the things are how the agency stays in business.
3. 1 week of read-only questions. Find the leaks.
Number 4. Switch to write access and build 1 new campaign with the agent, by yourself, on a $50 a day budget. 1 campaign, tight audience, 3 creative variants. Run it for 7 days. Compare cost per lead against your baseline from step 1. If it beats your agency-run campaign, and 90% of the time, on a tight test, it does, you now have proof. Proof you can take to your next budget meeting. Proof you can take to your business partner. Proof you can take to yourself. That is how you walk through the window.
4. Build 1 campaign. Compare, prove it.
All 4 steps. This week, $0 except the test budget. No agency, no consultant, no implementation partner. Open Claude tonight, connect the account, and ask 1 question. Do this before Friday, not after.
Marcus, give me the parallel, because something about this feels familiar.
2007. The travel agencies. Remember every Main Street having one of these? You walked in, sat down, somebody named Linda printed you a Delta itinerary on a dot matrix printer. Then Kayak launched. Then Expedia got serious. Then the airlines opened their own websites. Within 5 years, 90% of the travel agencies were gone. The ones who survived, and this is the part nobody talks about, they didn't survive. They bought their competitors. They became corporate travel desks. They became luxury concierges. They moved up the value chain because the bottom of the chain got eaten by a website.
So Meta ads agencies are travel agencies.
Most of them. The ones that survive will move up. Strategy, brand, creative direction, things AI cannot do yet. The ones that don't will be gone by 2028. And the small business owners who act on this in June, not December, will be the ones with the corporate travel desk. The rest will be Linda, wondering why nobody walks in the door anymore. That is what the 97% window looks like, closing. That is what the person in the middle was costing you. That is why we said, at the start of this episode, that the operators are the ones walking through the window.
Val from Ad Valorem, our producer, wants me to mention what we built for this.
Ad Valorem runs 3 packages on this exact stack. Standard, $3,500. We audit your ad account, set up the MCP connection, train you on the prompts. 2 weeks. Same day rush, $5,500. Same scope, delivered in 72 hours. ready to test by Monday. And the research desk, $7,500 a month. We run the agent for you, full done for you, replace the agency completely. Link in the show notes.
And the time-bound part?
The MCP beta is open right now. When it closes, and it will close, every beta does, Meta will tier the access. The pro tier will require a verified business spend threshold. The agencies will pay for it. The owners who got in during the beta will be grandfathered. Decide this week. Don't be the one who heard it first and moved last.
Share this episode with one other business owner, the one paying an agency right now and wondering if there is a better way.
There is. Pick the package that fits your week. Click the link and start tonight. Stay early.